Hello, everyone. This is Apostle Harrison coming to you as pastor of J. Cole Ministries live in Tuskegee, Alabama. I just wanted to talk to you guys briefly today. There were some things that were just kind of settling on my heart and in my mind, kind of like words of encouragement that I just wanted to share with you all on this blessed day. The Lord was speaking to me in regards to forgiveness. You know, we've talked about forgiveness, you know, before in my sermons and in Bible study. But in order for us to really grow in Christ, we must truly, really learn how to forgive. I don't care what the situation may seem like or what has been done wrong unto you or what has been done wrong to someone in your family and you feel like, you know, there was no just punishment that was done or you feel like they may have gotten the best of you or if they made you feel a certain kind of way, if it has allowed you to hold on to grudges, don't you know that if you hold on to that for so long, it becomes resentment, and then resentment will turn into hate, and then if there is hate there in your heart, how can love grow anywhere in that thistle, anywhere in those bushes in your heart? Because what has happened is that all of that unforgiveness has taken over the love that was planted there by God. We cannot allow Satan to steal everything that God has given us. The joy that we celebrate, you know, the joy of the Lord that He has given us, because He's the only one that can give us joy. He's the only one. And the only way that we can get joy is by following Christ. So how is it that we're just going to hand over what God has given us to the adversary? So in this thing called forgiveness, we have to learn that if we are to be forgiven by God, we too must learn how to forgive others. Sometimes it may seem like it's the hardest thing to do. In actuality, it is the hardest thing to do. But what's more harder is for you to hold on to that for years, because you will never ever grow into the person, into the woman, into the man, into the purpose-filled individual that God will have called you to be. That means that the adversary has won again, and we will not give over anything else to the adversary. We are victorious. We are overcomers. We are champions in the Lord. We serve a Father, a God, a King of Kings. Above all nations, He is our High Priest. He's our Chief Counselor. He is called Wonderful. He has made everything in this earth. He has made everything in this earth. There was nothing that was not made by Him and with Him, for Him. So when I think about forgiveness, He had to have loved us as humans so much to have given His Son for the world, for the blood that was shed on the cross just for you and I. So we don't have a right to hold on to unforgiveness. We must forgive just as the Father forgives us daily of our sins. So it was just a word that I just wanted to speak to you, because that unforgiveness will hold you back in life. You won't grow mentally. You won't grow spiritually. You won't grow emotionally. I'm just amazed at God's goodness on how He just continues to forgive us of every wrong decision, every bad decision, every mess we find ourselves in. God's grace allows us to be forgiven. So that was a word I just wanted to share with you this evening, that God just wanted me to speak to you and to let you all know that we cannot hold on to unforgiveness. We must learn to forgive. We must learn to love like God so have loved us. Bless you all for tuning in. Thank you all for subscribing. Share it with a friend. Tell a friend. But this is about taking your wrong and making them right. Amen. So to God be the glory in all things. You guys have a wonderful day, and I will catch up with you again. Goodbye, and love you.